USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor of an eastern Ukraine town where a deadly missile attack on a train station took place Friday says about a quarter of the population plans to stay. This despite an expected Russian advancement. The missile attack on the train station killed at least 52 people. Nate Mook, CEO of World Central Kitchen, tells ABC News he was in the area shortly after the missile attack.
These were innocent women and children and grandmothers trying to evacuate on trains, and they were the target of this attack.
4,000 people were at the station in hopes of leaving the area at the time. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the latest European leader to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Johnson's pledged to give more military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles. That's on top of the additional $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment he has already promised. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins killed in a Saturday morning crash. Florida Highway Patrol says he was trying to cross an interstate when he was hit by a dump truck. He was in Florida to train with teammates ahead of the new NFL season. Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were found not guilty of all charges, but the jury deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Fox and Croft remain in custody. None of the jurors spoke publicly about deliberations. No casualties or serious damage have been reported in Turkey, where a 5.2 magnitude earthquake hit a town in the eastern part of that country. It happened Saturday at 5:02 in the evening local time. Quakes are not uncommon in Turkey because it sits on top of a major fault line. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed down at the end of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The opioid crisis now focuses south of the border, where federal officials are noticing a trend.
Mexico has replaced China as a dominant source of the deadly opioid fentanyl, which is flooding across into the United States.
And since the People's Republic of China scheduled fentanyl-related substances, U.S. law enforcement now assesses most fentanyl seized in the United States is manufactured in Mexico.
That's State Department Assistant Secretary James Walsh. He told a congressional panel that it will take work on both sides of the border to stop the flow. DEA agents seized 3 million counterfeit prescription pills last year. That's three times more than in 2020.
USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting from Phoenix. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors unanimously voted to ban official travel to Florida and Texas after Texas began child abuse investigations into parents seeking care for their transgendered kids, and Florida approving the Parental Rights in Education Act that bans instruction of LGBT topics in kindergarten to third grade. That's the bill dubbed by opponents as the Don't Say Gay bill. AT&T and Discovery, Inc. announced Friday that the merger between AT&T's Warner Media and Discovery had closed. The new company will now be known as Warner Brothers Discovery. It's the home of CNN, Cartoon Network, Discovery Channel, Animal Planet, among other networks and streaming services. Listen to us anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.